This is Jenny Kavner from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
.12:39 the time. Welcome back. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And Mark, my friend, we played the clip on Monday. You said it. Hey, anything is possible. The Buffs could very well beat the number two team in the country. And they did, 79-63. How about that?
Well, first off, coming strong out of the commercial break there with little Van Halen running with the devil. Look at you.
We gotta get something rolling, man. I mean, you called like a heck of a game the other day, so that's a big one.
Yeah, you know, and listen, it's not like I'm the amazing Karnak or something. Well, there's some for your older listeners from back in the Johnny Carson days. I know what Colorado is, and I know what college basketball is. I've been doing this for too long, and so... you know, as I said on the show the other day, Arizona is exceptionally good. They are a Final Four team, maybe a national championship caliber team. Colorado is exceptionally talented, but inconsistent. And so, isn't it amazing? Look what happened on Thursday. They went out and laid an egg against Arizona State and did not play with energy, did not play with intensity. You know, my granddad always used to tell me when I was growing up that, you know, hard work's going to get you somewhere. And it's a truism in life. The Buffs came out on Saturday night, played with great energy and effort and consistency, and when they do, and didn't just beat Arizona. And Brady, here's the thing. When you see upsets many times, you'll see somebody go out, you know, maybe they hit, you know, 12 or 14 or 15 threes or something, just have a crazy night like that, shooting three-pointers. And that's not what Colorado did. They didn't shoot the three very well the other night at all. But what they did, they took the heart out of Arizona. They beat them plus 21 in the second half. And with about 2 minutes left, my partner Scott Wilkie said it. He said, Arizona just gave up. And you could see it. They were done. They had nothing left. They had no fight in the left in that last couple of minutes. So, you know, now here's the frustrating thing if you're a Colorado fan. Why don't we see that every single game? Mm. Right? And that's what this young team's got to figure out because they are really talented.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you find a way to beat an Arizona team like that. And again, didn't move in the standings and all. And I want to get your thoughts on that side of it as well. But, you know, we knew at points throughout the season, okay, the Buffs could be capable with this really young group for the most part, could be capable to pull off some crazy wins. But then, you know, a game like Arizona State happens. And I know that's got to be frustrating for Coach Tad Boyle.
Yeah, well, without question. I mean, there are three games you look at this year. I don't count the loss to Southern Illinois down to the Virgin Islands because that very young team was very early in the season, played in its first three, four, five ball games, and you're expecting that kind of thing. The Washington game, Washington State game, both on the road, at home to Arizona State, those three really bother you because of they're very winnable ball games. I mean, very winnable games. Should not, you know, you can get beat on a given night if somebody gets hot, but you don't go out and play like they did, especially the Washington State and the Arizona State game. And so, yeah, those are perplexing. But, you know, I remember back in, you know, October when we first started talking basketball, I said this team's going to be up at times. They'll win a game or two where you don't expect them to. They'll lose a game or two where you don't expect them to. And that's exactly what's happened. And you know, and it's interesting. I've done a number of shows. I was on the Pac-12 Network a couple of days ago. And I said to the guy, I said, listen, we're talking like Colorado is a four-win basketball team. I said, they do have 19 wins,
right,
for goodness
sake,
in a power conference. They're a very good basketball team, but you know, they have added their inconsistencies this year.
Well, and you, 19 wins. I things have changed certainly now, but I always thought that 20 win mark was kind of that first goal. Obviously, you want to win your conference. You want to go to March Madness, but getting 20 wins, they still have Utah. I thought after they lost to Arizona State, Mark, I'm going to admit it, I was way off. I thought, oh, there's no way they're getting 20 wins now. But finding a way to beat Arizona, what does this do in that discussion now? You and I talked about this last week, that if they would have beat Arizona State and then obviously follow it up with Arizona, we could have been talking about an at-large bid for the Buffs, right?
Well, I think they would have had to get – I said this, I think, last week on your show. I don't recall. I get mixed up with all the shows I do. But I thought they had to run the table in the regular season and get to the title game, okay? That means they would have gotten – they probably would have gotten two or three wins in the Pac-12, depending on what happens with Oregon in the 4 and 5 seed. So that would have put Colorado then at probably 23 wins getting to the title game, which means you would have had to beat a couple of real good teams in the Pac-12 tournament, and that would have put them in a discussion. I thought that's what they had to do. I still think at this point where – I haven't looked yet today, but I'm assuming their net's still around 75, 77, somewhere in that place. And if it's still in that area, you've got a lot of work to do. Because – and for your listeners out there to fully understand, okay, 68 teams are getting the tournament, okay? There are going to be, you know, 33, 34, 35 of those going to be automatic bids, kind of depending on what happens around the country with the conference tournaments. And then you only get so many, roughly 30 in that ballpark anyway, of those at-large bids. And so you've got to have that net number's got to be low enough or high enough, depending on how you look at it. Certainly can't be in the 70s. It's got to be probably in the 40s or better. And so Colorado's got a lot of work to do in that regard. If they want to make sure they're in the dance, win the Pac-12 Conference Tournament. If you get to the title game, you got a shot, you know. So we'll see what happens. It all depends on what happens around the country over the next couple of weeks.
I know a lot of teams were getting – it was upset city over the weekend. Obviously, we saw that with Gonzaga and like 4 or 5 other teams, too. Were you shocked that – well, Gonzaga didn't move either. Arizona didn't move. I mean, they stayed at number two.
No, not terribly shocked because, you know, it's not a real bad loss for Arizona. Okay, just like Gonzaga's loss to St. Mary's was not a bad loss.
Right.
Okay, and so college basketball fans got to understand there are good losses and bad losses. Colorado's loss at the time at Washington was a real bad loss. Colorado's loss at home to Arizona State is a bad loss. That was a quad 2 win for Arizona State. It's a quad 3 loss for Colorado. That's a bad loss. The quad 1 loss at Washington State, disappointing game, but it was a quad 1 loss, and so it doesn't look like a real bad loss. Now, if you look at the score, it certainly does, because it was an awful game. But in terms of kind of just where these different games are you know, put within the hierarchy, you know, some are good, some are bad. So, yeah, Arizona's loss was not a bad loss for them. So, they weren't going to move much. You're hoping Colorado gets to move up a little bit, because they've got a quad 1 win there, and they did move up a little bit. But, you know, this late in the year, things aren't going to shift. It's like a batting average late in the season, right? When you're 100. Well, remember back when we used to have baseball? When you get late season, right? That batting average, it takes a whole lot to really move it a lot. And that's what Colorado is facing right now.
You had to do it. You had to do it, didn't you, Mark? What a bad day. I mean, what a bad situation. I was talking about it before we got you on. And I said, you know what? Basketball's rocking and rolling. Everything's looking good there. We're getting ready to get into March Madness. I don't know the half of what's going on these negotiations with baseball, but. Isn't it just so frustrating? I mean, we just get out of the COVID pandemic thing, and then you have there's war going on throughout the world, and baseball can't figure out how to get on the field. I think did we lose Mark?
No, you just came back. I don't know what happened.
Oh, there we go. We got you.
Yeah. Hey, no, I'm with you though. It's a terrible situation. And listen, when you get into a battle between millionaires and billionaires, it's hard to pick a side.
Right.
But in this circumstance, when you look at this, Brady, the owners have been dragging. At one point, they waited almost 6 months, I think, to come back with a counteroffer. Another time, 43 days. They've got their feet firmly stuck in the dirt right now. And the players are the ones that have been giving ground, and over recent years have given some ground. And so, you know, over these labor issues over the years in various leagues, you know, I'll go back and forth. And this one, I'm firmly on the side of the players. I think the owners are being terribly irresponsible here.
Yeah.
You look at what's about to happen. The influx of gambling money coming into Major League Baseball is going to be literally probably hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. There's all kinds of money out there. And the fact that they're not willing to budge on some of this is really kind of ridiculous. And it's just sad because you know who's going to get hurt? The fans, the men and women who, you know, sell popcorn and beer and work parking and have those kind of jobs. Those are the people that get hurt by this. You know, not the millionaires and the billionaires. But it's really it's kind of sad that this has happened at a time in which baseball, television ratings, and attendance are dropping consistently over the last decade. You don't want a work stoppage, and the owners seem willing to do it.
Do you think baseball, like, are they going to recover from this? Because we always talk about the Big Four, and okay, it's NFL. What's next? I don't know. Is it the NBA? NHL has always been number four. I'm looking at this going, hey, if you're an NHL person, good. This is good. The hockey could jump up in the ranks and become huge. I mean, people are going to get into something. If you're a diehard baseball fan, maybe you're going to pick something up.
You know, the issue becomes the fact that, you know, hockey or NBA doesn't really compete with baseball. Because by the time basketball and NHL are getting over, that's when baseball's day. So, you know, that's the summertime sport for us. We all love grabbing a cold drink and a hot dog and sitting with our buddies at Coors Field, enjoying the great weather and all that kind of stuff. And where it really becomes a problem for baseball is that if people, you know, they always say, you know, the opposite, the thing you don't worry about is somebody disliking you. It's somebody not giving a damn about you. That's what you really don't worry about. You really worry about. If fans are mad at baseball, that's one thing. If they just throw their hands up and say, you know what, I don't care anymore. Apathy is the worst thing you can deal with, and that's what I'm concerned that maybe baseball is going to end up facing.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Mark, my friend, it's been a fun ride watching this team. One more regular season to go, game to go for CU going up against Utah in a couple of days. I'm excited to see, hey, who knows, what they could do something in that Pac-12 tournament, so I'll be excited for it.
I think it's going to be a really interesting tournament coming up next week in Vegas because, you know, outside of, you know, throw Oregon State out and those kind of things, there's a couple of teams you probably throw out. But outside of that, I think it's a real competitive tournament, which means it's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Mark, my friend, always good to catch up with you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you, buddy.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Buffs are rocking and rolling. They're going to have to do something crazy, though. They're going to have, and which, after beating Arizona, maybe it's possible. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number one. Boise State did claim the regular season title in the Mountain West Conference. The game on Saturday is still kind of meaningful, though, so we'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
If you want nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.